You've heard of Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS and other issue advocacy groups that don't have to disclose their donors. They're transforming American politics. These political nonprofits also exist at the state level, but much of this activity is coming from the left, not the right. And instead of TV ad campaigns, the work is largely happening online and on the ground. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on what's emerged as a perpetual campaign.
I'm standing in the lobby of the Vance building in downtown Seattle looking at the tenant list, and it is a who's who of, quote, progressive nonprofits. In fact, you might think of this building as the headquarters of the progressive movement in Washington. Up on the third floor of this building, you'll find the most visible member of this network, an organization called Fuse Washington.
So, the Dream Act, which is...
On this day, nearly a dozen young staffers crowd around a table in a cramped conference room. Field Director Aaron Hike updates the team on one of Fuse's top priorities this legislative session, passage of the so-called Dream Act to give state college aid to undocumented high school graduates. It passed the Washington House with overwhelming bipartisan support on day one of the session.
We did a Facebook share on it that got 14,000 views and 121 shares to kind of continue the momentum for the Senate.
The plan is to keep the pressure on Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom to allow a vote on the DREAM Act. Just outside the door of the conference room is a large photoshopped poster of Tom wearing a jeweled crown. Around here, he's known as King Tom, an unflattering nickname Fuse gave the Democrat last year after he joined with Republicans to form a majority coalition. Even so, Aaron Ostrom, Fuse's executive director, insists Fuse is nonpartisan.
We don't really care what the letter is after somebody's name, right? We care about their values and their willingness to lead on behalf of ordinary people.
Fuse is a 501c4 social welfare organization that doesn't have to disclose its donors. It's part of a network of left-of-center nonprofits, most created in the last 5 to 7 years in Washington. They include think tanks, a candidate recruitment and training organization, and even a bus that goes around the state to register and mobilize young voters. Together, these organizations represent a powerful campaign that never ends to make what supporters call progressive social and political change in Washington. It's a network that has the potential to eclipse individual candidates and even the state Democratic Party itself.
There's nothing, you know, mysterious about this.
Nick Hanauer is a Seattle venture capitalist and prominent political donor. He was one of the early contributors to what became the Progress Alliance of Washington, funded by very successful, even wealthy liberal activists. The alliance is also housed in the Vance building.
It's simply a group of people who share a vision about the kind of politics we want, the kind of state we want, working together to, you know, organize those efforts.
Over the last 8 years, they've given about $8 million to seed and support this network of progressive nonprofits. Because the Progress Alliance is also a nonprofit, it doesn't have to disclose its donors. But Hanauer says the alliance is not using its IRS status as a way to conceal the identity of its funders.
Until the rules change, and we'd be very supportive of those rule changes. You know, we're playing the game by the rules that have been defined.
This model, deep-pocketed funders, a network of nonprofits, and a goal of long-term progressive change, actually started in Colorado in 2004. Since then, it's been replicated in some form in nearly 24 states. Someone who's closely watched the rise of this network in Washington is Republican strategist Randy Pepl. He managed gubernatorial candidate Rob McKenna's 2012 campaign and is quite familiar with Fuse.
Well, Fuse's primary responsibility was to be out there attacking Rob McKenna every day and to try to carry the theme that Rob McKenna was not who he said he was.
Pepl views this network of nonprofits as a permanent Democratic campaign.
If the public knew what they were doing and how a very small number of very liberal donors are controlling state politics, that would be a cause for concern.
In 2012, Washington voters not only elected Democrat Jay Inslee governor, they upheld same-sex marriage and legalized marijuana. The voter database that helped make that happen is run by yet another nonprofit social welfare group called Win-Win Action. I asked Executive Director Dana Laurent, is this a vast left-wing conspiracy to take over the state?
It's
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy to make people's lives better. But, you know, seriously, you know, all of the organizations that sit around the win-win table are nonpartisan organizations. So this is definitely not a wing of the Democratic Party.
But the Democratic Party may soon benefit from Laurent's experience inside Washington's Progressive Network. She's currently a top contender to become the next chair of the Washington State Democratic Party. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.